Hey, everybody, guess what? It is 8:02 p.m., and you know what that means. It's time for the best show on WFMU, hosted by Tom Sharpling. He's in his limo right now, pulling up to the studio, and I'm your announcer, Sanford Graves, and I'll be taking you through to the opening theme, which is coming up now on WFMU East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope Worldwide, on your World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Tom's coming up next. Get ready.
WFMU.
The best
show. WFMU.
The best show.
WFMU.
The best show.
WFMU.
I mean, this is ridiculous. It's a radio show. It ain't a 1 hour television spectacular.
If it's 8 p.m. on Tuesday, that means it's time for the best show on WFMU.
180 minutes
worth of mirth, music, and mayhem, hosted by the one and only Tom Sharpling. The best show on WFMU broadcasts each and every Tuesday night from the 24th floor of the WFMU broadcast building, overlooking beautiful downtown Jersey City, New Jersey. As always, the phone number is 201-200-WFMU. So call now. But please, refrain from dialing unless you've got something to say. My name is Ollie Farinacci, and as always, thanks for listening. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Like the pizza box says, you've tried the rest, now try the best. Take it away, Tommy!
Buddy. My name's Tom Sharpling, and I'm the host of the best show on WFMU, and I'm here with you, the FMU listener, until 11 p.m. I'm taking you through all the way to the 11 o'clock mark, and you shall then keep listening for my boy, Bryce, who will take you through, till about, 2:04. Hey, we heard, hey, the phone number, by the way, 201-200-9368, 201-200-WFMU is the number. We just heard by request going out to Matt, the executive call screener of the program. Frank Black and the Catholics. The name of the album is Black Letter Days. And we heard the song Black Letter Day, which is not the title track to the album, because the album is called Black Letter Days. Ah, before that, Judas Priest, from the Point of Entry album, which we played last week. We played Hot Rockin'. Tonight we heard Heading Out to the Highway. Good stuff from the very popular hard rock heavy metal band, Judas Priest. Sugar Man 3 checking in before that, the that fantastic instrumental, or should I say that funktastic instrumental. We heard Pure Cane from their album Pure Cane Sugar. Again, not the title track. A slight variant prohibiting that track, Pure Cane, from being the title track to the Pure Cane Sugar album on the Daptone record label. DJ Yoda checking in before that from How to Cut and Paste Mixtape Volume 2. We heard Billie Holiday Turntablized. Put out by the people at the Antidote record label. Before that, that kind of crazy instrumental we heard. Who was that? I know who it was. It was the Flaming Lips. Yoshimi Battles Pink Robots Volume 2, Part 2, from the album of the same name. No! Because the album is titled Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, not Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, Part 2. Three tracks tonight failing to qualify for title track status. And starting us off, the Twilight Circus Dub Sound System with Lowell and Nine off their album, The Essential Collection, collecting all kinds of tracks between 1995 and 2002. The Twilight Circus Dub Sound System. And once again, the phone number, 201-200-WFMU. And the email address, thomas@wfmu.org. If you need to get a hold of us. You can email as good as a phone call. And it is Open Phone Tuesday right now. Open Phone Tuesday. Oh, and I look, but yea, ye shall not find what thou wast looking for. We're going to the phones right now. The Open Phone Tuesday segment of the show begins. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey,
with
Tom.
The best show on WFMU, hosted by Tom Sharpling. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Nadia.
How are you, Nadia?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's going on?
I'm driving with my mother.
With Martha.
To the Pat station.
With Martha?
Yes, with Martha.
How is Martha doing tonight?
She's doing well. Do you want to talk to Martha for a minute?
Well, let me talk to you for a minute. Now, people might not remember. Nadia was one of the three teens who was on the Teenage Girl Night, right? Is that what it was called?
I think so.
On the program, was that earlier this year?
I think that was a good solid 13 months ago.
Oh my God, how time flies. So how are you and the other teenage girls doing, Kate 1 and then Kate 2? Are you, obviously, you guys left here best friends, and how's the friendship going?
I don't know them. I've never spoken to them since.
You've never spoken to Kate 1 and Kate 2?
No.
Ever again?
Never.
Never ever?
Never.
Huh. That's weird. I thought all you guys were like buddies.
I barely talked to them while they were there.
I thought it was like, hey, we're hanging out, having fun. Yay, we're best friends.
No.
So what can I do for you tonight? You're driving. You're not driving the car.
No, I'm not driving. I don't know how to drive.
So Martha's driving there. Where are you going?
We're at the PATH station, and I'm about to get on a train.
You're getting on a train. Why are you getting on a train?
I'm going into the city.
Why?
To see a film.
What film?
Secretary.
Now, you know that movie. How old are you?
I'm 16.
First of all, I don't think you are 16.
How old do you think I am?
12?
Yeah.
Secondly, that movie's rated R, right?
Yes.
You're not allowed to get into that movie.
They sell me tickets.
What theater are you going to?
It's on 42nd Street, and I don't know what it's what.
So you're going to like the Times Square Theater?
Is it? I guess so. It's about Times Square, sure.
What would you do if I sent my minions out to stop you from getting into that movie because you're underage? Would you be mad? Well, you'd be mad, wouldn't you?
No. Because you can't do that.
You don't think I can do it?
Do it.
Here's the challenge right now to people listening to my show. Call the 42nd Street Theater. Warn them that a teenage girl who's underage is going to try to buy a ticket to see Secretary. Please. I beg of you. Stop her from seeing this movie. You think it's funny? You think it's
all
funny,
right.
Don't you?
I think it's very funny.
Will you cry when you don't get into the movie?
No, because I'm going to get into the movie.
Stop her. I want one of my listeners.
I'll call you afterward.
No. I want you to call me when you're going, okay, get in.
All
get
right, I'll do that. I'll
I
do it.
I won't sell me a ticket. I won't get in. I want my listeners now, seriously, in all seriousness, stop her from getting into this movie. Call the theater. Ask for the manager wherever Secretary is playing.
Tom, I have to go.
And
so.
warn the theater owner.
All right, the challenge is on.
Say that your daughter is going to see the movie and you prohibited her from seeing it. Stop her! Well, that's why I offer that service, by the way. That's a prime example of why I offer the... It's called the $30 plan, where for $30, I will take an underage person to the movie, to an R-rated movie, get them in, buy their ticket, and for additional charges, we can provide. By we, I mean this corporation that I'm employed by. This is not my operation, by the way, I should say. Not my operation. Snacks can be provided for additional monies. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to let them. I'm taking this into my own hands. That's the problem with this world. Let's go to... I'm going to call the theater and stop them from letting her in. Moviephone.com. Secretary, New York, New York. Where are we going? Hey, Matt, do you know the theater she's going to? You looking through the voice? Because if we could get that phone number, I want to call and speak to the manager of the theater. The AMC? Can you call information out there and see if you... You know sometimes on the tape they give you the... Can you get that number? Thank you. We'll stop her from getting into that movie. She dare challenge the wrath of this program. We'll strike her down. Teach her to pay the $30 to my admittance club. Hey, everybody. It is Open Phone Tuesday. The number 201-200-9368. 201-200-WFMU. And we are taking your... little phone calls right now. If you want to participate in the Open Phone Tuesday portion of the program, we have some exciting stuff coming up later in the program. I am hoping to get back in touch with a past guest who made a little wager with me tonight. I'm hoping that we can launch the Friends of Tom website live on the air. I'm hoping one of my Canadian friends will call up so that we can launch it live on the air and you, the listening public, can have fun with this show on your computer. FMU, you're on the air.
I am the Jersey Devil.
Yes?
Do not try to hide from me.
I'm not hiding from you. I'm right here.
You are the chosen one, Tom Sharpling.
I'm a chosen one? What have I been chosen for? Did I win something? Who?
We've been listening to you, Tom, since the 13th century.
Really? What do I win? What do I win?
You are JCC number 3.
I'm what?
JDD number 3.
JDD number 3. What is that? I love the reverb and the
number three
and the faux. I love how you weave in and out of like a New Zealand accent, which is really impressive. Hey, Jersey Devil.
We've been listening.
Get off my phone, Jersey Devil. Get off my phone. I shan't partake in this frivolity. This show is serious. How dare you call with your bad fake New Zealand accent? This is the Jersey Devil. Weren't you in this kind of punishment, Jersey Devil? Matt is getting me that phone number for the AMC Theater. In the meantime, though, 201-200-9368 or thomas@wfmu.org is the way to reach me, who's waiting here for you. Boo on me. What's that?
It's busy.
It's busy. You mean the... Their office number is busy?
Yeah, but cool. I got it. I got the number. I got the line.
Can we keep trying it? Well, let me try. Can I give the number? I'll call it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you call it.
All right.
Can you call it?
I'll call it.
Thank you. I got your Frank Black song on. Did you hear that?
Thank you, Tom.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming here every week and helping out, buddy.
I do it because I love it.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so nice.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to go try and wreck this girl's life.
All right. Let's do that. Hold on, everybody. This program's like a cake. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to give a shout-out to my friend Colleen.
Who's this?
This is Matthew in Brooklyn.
Okay, you want to give a shout-out to your friend Colleen?
Yep, she works for WFMU.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does she do here?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, she's never really talked about it to me. I know vaguely that she works there.
All right.
And that she's going out with another person who works there named Dave.
Okay.
And I don't know what he does there either.
I don't know either.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the shout-out.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Is it really all good? Is it all good? It's not all good. You say it's all good. You're saying it more to convince yourself that it's all good. You know it's not all good. Some of it is good. Undeniable that some of it is good. Most of it is good. I think that depends on the day. All of it is good? Never. It's never all good. If you could just hear yourself saying it's all good. It's not all good. It's just not all good.
To hear Advanced Day showtimes or to purchase Advanced Day tickets, press 2. To hear today's show schedule, press 3. For directions to the AMC Empire.
I think that was the theater. That's Matt. I hung up on it. Sorry. I need to get that theater manager to stop her from seeing Secretary Nadia, who's too young to see a movie like Secretary. I shan't allow it. Not on my watch. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, Sheldon.
Sheldon?
Sheldon.
How's everything going, Sheldon?
Everything's going fine. You're a piece of work. Believe me when I tell you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Really?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Just want to tell you, you've got, as you say, the best show, one of the best shows on WFMU.
No, the best show.
Well, yeah, okay.
What are your other favorite shows on the station?
What are my other favorite shows?
Yeah.
I'm a good friend of Glenn Jones.
Uh-huh. Well, that show stinks. This is the best show on the station. Admit it. Just admit it. Renounce that show.
I can't.
Renounce it.
I can't. I'm a big...
Renounce it.
I can't.
That show doesn't stink, actually. I take that back.
I know.
I was just trying to shock you.
Hey, it takes a lot to shock
you. You know why? You know why?
What?
I'm a shock jock. Did you know that? I'm a shock jock.
Well, hey, at times you are. You have some entertaining program,
really?
Believe me.
So is that the case, stupid?
What?
Ah, I shocked you again. I shocked you again. I gotcha. Right?
You got me.
You got shocked, buddy.
You shocked me, babe.
Uh-huh. Hey, guess what I was doing earlier?
What?
Making out with your mother.
Oh, come on.
Shocked you again. Shocked you again. You know what I got to get? The song Shock Me, queued up for when I shock people. Then I play Shock Me.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, what's that, bud? What's that, Sheldon?
You provide a viable program for the listening audience. I think that you've been a great benefit to FMU. You are a very funny guy.
Oh, well, thank you, Sheldon.
You are, and I'm an honest guy. I'm not a shocking guy like you are.
Ah, that's pretty obvious. What are your other favorite shows on the station?
Laura Cantrell.
That show sucks. You know what? I'm out of control. The shock jock is out of control.
You're out of control. Now,
were you starting?
I'm numb to your shocking. So,
were you starting to say Greasy Kid stuff?
Greasy Kid stuff.
I enjoyed the show Greasy Kid stuff.
My friend Chris T.
Okay, he's good too.
He's good.
Yeah, keep going.
I like this guy. He doesn't show up to the radio station too often. This guy, Joe Frank.
Yeah, he doesn't come here ever, actually. It's not that he doesn't show up here too much. I don't think he's ever been in New Jersey.
He's amazing.
That guy is amazing, but you know what?
What are you going to shock me with now?
I'm not going to shock you. And you know what?
What?
The fact that I didn't shock you?
It's shocking.
It's shocked.
Ah!
I got you again.
Hey,
and you know what? I got you again. That's what I said to your mother last night.
Oh, you know, come
I shocked
on.
You again.
Come
five,
on.
Five, six times in the call? Oh, my God. They should call me PSE&G. You know why? Because I got the electricity that I shock you with.
I used to work there.
I'm sure you did.
I did. I took a buyout back in 96 and left the company.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Good for you.
But anyway, I just wanted to call and tell you that you're very entertaining and keep up the great job.
Well, Sheldon, I have to just say you are by far the worst caller I've ever heard.
You know what? I got two words.
I hope one of them is shocked, and I hope the next one is me.
You shocked me.
I shocked you, buddy.
You shocked me.
Sheldon, you are great. Thank you so much.
Good talking to you.
All right, bye.
Later, bye.
I love it. The shock jock. The shock jock is in session. The Honorable Judge Shocker. What happened? Any progress?
Oh, yeah. Progress, baby. Progress.
What happened?
All right. I spoke to Carlos.
Uh-huh.
And I explained the situation to him. And then he said, well, all right, I have to go talk to, like, the general manager who's on tonight. And I spoke to a guy named Todd.
Yeah.
And Todd said, well, I explained the situation to him, too, and he goes, well, you know, it's company policy for our staff to not talk to any members of the media.
Oh, my God. So he would not come on the air.
He would not come on the air, but Tom, here's the number.
Should I do it?
Tom, you're a shock jock.
A shock jock would do it.
You've got to shock these people into it.
A shock jock would do it. You're right. I'm going to shock this guy into it. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Matt. Got to live up to my title as a shock jock. What am I thinking? Hey, Matt, can you get the Kiss song Shock Me?
Sure.
I guess it's on. If you could get it on CD, that would be great. Thank you. Hey, you know what I'm going to do in the meantime? I'm going to play a couple records. We're going to come back, take some more calls on WFMU. Here are Shahara Hot Nights on FMU. This song goes out to our pot-smoking brethren out there. All the brave people smoking marijuana right now. This is your tribute. The Warlocks from the Phoenix album. Inside Outside. And before that, Sahara Hot Nights. From an album that I don't know. Not the world's greatest album. That's how we are with Shock Jocks. You know why? Because Shock Jocks don't hesitate to... They don't hesitate to shock you. That's how we are. Shock Jocks. We pull no punches, us Shock Jocks. Hey, it is 9 p.m. here on the best show on WFMU, on WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hub Worldwide, on your worldwide web at WFMU.org. The Shock Jock is in session. Tom, your hero, checking in. You know, America needs heroes about this time, and that's why guys like me are around. Whenever America needs a hero will rise. It's kind of like Gladiator. I'm the man who became a DJ. The DJ who became a hero. The hero who became a president? No, I don't want to be president. But you know what I want to do? I don't know if anybody out there remembers. A while ago, I had this band. We did an interview back in July, I believe it was. In fact, it was July 13th. On this show, there was a guy from a band, Corey was his name. The band was called Mother 13, and they were just, geez, they were like the most generic, horrible, mainstream rock. And they were doing all these kind of like Taco Bell, you know, Pepsi side stage things on a summer tour. And he was calling up trying to promote his band on this station. And, you know, and we got into a little bit of an argument. And I had a bet with Corey was that he would retire from music if his band Mother 13 was not in the top 10 on the Billboard charts by this time. And you know what? It's last time I looked at Billboard, Mother 13, nowhere to be found on the charts. This guy Corey was the lead singer and guitarist of Mother 13. So, you know, I kind of was waiting for a call. Maybe he'd, you know, live up to his end of the bet. I've never heard back from him. So, it's kind of like a journey a little bit. I was trying to get a hold of him, so I tried to contact RCA, which was their label, and, I guess I say was because, I found out they had an album called High Dive, which actually sold, like about 100,000 copies, and got a fair amount of radio play with a song called Wired, but, they got dropped. So then I was forwarded to their management company, Future Star Limited. And the guy up there, Rupert, I guess who was managing the band or representing them, is no longer representing them. And he, I guess after the band got dropped, he tried to aim them onto an indie label. And Corey, who's the guy I had the bet with, didn't want anything to do with it. So he actually told Future Star, the management company, that he was going to manage the band and would get them signed to a major label within like a month, he claimed, which was back in September. And the band, we haven't heard from him, but I was able to track this guy down, from an insurance form that, the guy at Future Star, Rupert, gave me the phone number, Corey's phone number, which I called earlier, And it turned out that that was Corey's mother's number. And his mother, who I spoke to, gave me a work number, which I am going to call now because I would like to even the score with this guy who had to bet me. Let's try to get this. Okay. See if this is...
work. Hello, this is Corey. Thank you for calling Radio Hut, where sales is our top priority. Can I interest you in a portable toaster or perhaps a set of disco lights?
Is this Corey?
Yes, speaking.
Corey? Hey, I should say you're on the radio. You're on WFMU. My name's Tom Sharpling, and you actually, you were on my program back in July. I don't know if you remember.
How did you get this number?
Your mom gave it to us.
She's not supposed to give my work number out. Who is this?
My name's Tom. I host a program on WFMU, and we had a bet back in July. I don't know if you remember. You were in the band Mother 13, right? Is this the same Corey?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember our bet that you said you were going to be in the top 10 on the Billboard chart?
Kind of rings a bell.
Yeah, well, I guess I am ringing that bell then, because you did make a bet with me. You were kind of arrogant about it, about saying you were going to be in the top 10 on Billboard, the Billboard charts by the second week in November, and... the second week in November has come and gone, and Mother 13 is not in the top 10. So I just kind of wanted to...
So what do you want from me? I mean, isn't it bad enough that we got dropped?
Well, I mean, I just... You were kind of... First of all, you guys were doing all these corporate-sponsored gigs that, you know, like... Doritos and Taco Bell or all those things like that, that, you know.
It was the best time of my life.
What was, doing those shows?
Doing those shows.
Uh-huh.
Seeing all those people coming to see us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were kind of arrogant, though, when you were, when you were on the air, you were very arrogant to me and kind of,
Well, I think I had every right to be.
Ah.
I played, if memory serves, I played you our music, didn't I?
Sure, you played a few cuts, and
you loved it, didn't you?
No. Now was that was stuff from High Dive?
Yeah. What didn't you love about it?
Well, it sounded completely artificial and lifeless.
Oh, I remember you now. You were okay. You were the guy that really stuck it to me.
Yeah. Well, you were the guy who was sticking it to me, and I was just sticking it back.
So what do you want from me? I mean,
I guess I wanted to call and try to, you know, to play out the bet here. You said you'd make a public apology.
I said what?
You said you'd make a public apology if your band wasn't in the top 10 on the Billboard charts by this time.
Well.
So the floor is yours, Corey.
Well, I guess I apologize to you and all your listeners. From what I recall, this was what, like a high school radio station, something like that.
No, it's actually a listener sponsored station.
Okay, well, I apologize, but I'm certainly not going to apologize for the way I conducted myself, because we were a great band. Those guys blew me off.
Who blew you off?
The other guys in the band.
In Mother 13?
Yeah.
How did they blow you off?
You know who also blew me off?
Who?
Rupert.
Who I spoke to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he have to say for himself?
Well, he kind of told me a funny story that you were, I guess you guys got, well, it wasn't, you guys got dropped by RCA.
Hey, hang on, okay? It's almost my break time. I'm going to go in the back room, okay? Hang on.
Sure. We're joined by Corey from Mother 13.
All right.
Who was a band who we had on, who were kind of arrogant and
They're kind of like corporate garbage rock. And
where do you get off saying that?
Well, I heard your music. Is that enough of a...
So, look, I haven't even talked to Rupert in about a month. Uh-huh. What on earth did he have to say for himself?
Well, he told me that when you guys got dropped, he tried to land you guys on like an independent label, and that you specifically didn't want to hear anything.
You're damn right. Those other clowns all went with that indie label.
Uh-huh. So they're all on an indie label now.
Well, they are. I'm not. You
so
know why?
Why?
I deserve to be on a major.
You deserve to be on a major label.
That's right.
So an independent record label is not good enough for you.
That's for losers. That's for clowns.
Independent music.
Yeah. My big beef with RCA?
Yeah, what's that?
It wouldn't give us enough support. You know, we needed more money to make more videos and more money to get us on some of those big festivals. You know, I asked the label to grease the wheels for MTV to play our second video, which was for a song called Tightrope.
Yeah?
They wouldn't do it. I mean, it was a simple... All they had to do was something really simple.
Which was just pay off MTV.
$100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that figure from?
That's what they told us.
Who's they?
You know, MTV did.
MTV told you $100,000 would get the video on the air.
I can't actually say MTV told us that, but a guy that knows how these things work. That's what he told us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So those guys split, you know, and they didn't share my vision. They just wanted to play music, you know. I wanted our show to be events.
Uh-huh.
And you can't get more of an event than the Earthlink Pringles Summer Slam Jam or the Bud Light Snickers Dancing in the District Party or the Heineken Chips Ahoy Fun Rally. Those guys just wanted... Those guys would have been content to play Joe's Bar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well...
You know what those guys also didn't like about me?
What?
I mean, every band has a leader, right?
Sure.
I was the leader. I was the guiding force.
Uh-huh.
You know what they didn't like about this?
What's that?
They didn't like the fact that I was the only one doing the interviews. They didn't like the fact that I was the only one in the band that was in focus in the photos. They just didn't want it enough.
So you were the only one in the photos in focus?
Well, yeah.
That's not... I mean, I could see why they wouldn't like that.
They were my tunes.
They were your tunes, so you were writing all the tunes.
Well, they didn't care about image or power. You know, that was another beef I had with RCA. I told them that I needed to look more powerful and more, you know, more in charge, kind of like Fred Durst.
Yeah, I can see how that would... Boy, that's something to strive for.
They went into it, though. Our record sold 100,000 copies, and
which is pretty good.
Yeah, to them it's not, and to me also it was a massive failure. I thought we should have sold like the best. You know, we should have been in the top 10 right now. You know.
So you feel 100,000 copies sold is a failure, a massive failure?
Oh,
you
yeah.
just said.
Yeah. Well, wow. You know, I mean, I'm thinking of myself like as a contemporary of Scott Stapp from Creed and Bono and all those guys, you know. And
wow, that's a pretty heady company there.
Well, you know, though,
yeah?
It's actually in a strange way a blessing in disguise, I think.
How is that?
Well, basically, I'm regrouping, and you're essentially talking to the next Puff Daddy.
You're the next Puff Daddy.
Yeah, I've put aside the performing in front of the camera aspects of the music biz, and I'm a behind the scenes mogul now. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer.
Hey, I didn't realize Puff Daddy worked at. Were you working Radio Hut?
What are you getting at?
That's kind of not how Puff Daddy is.
Well, I'm sure Puff Daddy had a period of reassessment and regrouping, and that's where I am now. And
I'm sure he did have a period of reassessment. I don't think he had to work retail during it, though.
Well, you know, I'm actually learning a lot about all kinds of things here. What the people want, what you can sell them, especially what they don't need, and what you can actually sell them. I've got a bunch of great new talents that I'm working with. I got this great band called Scooter UK.
Scooter UK from the UK?
Oh no, they're from Plainfield.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's a band called Scooter UK.
Yeah, and actually, I got my axe here with me in the back room here that if I get inspired, which is quite often, I try to come up with some new riffs for their tunes, and I'll be the first to you'll be the first to hear this. Okay, here's this killer riff I'm working on for their new demo, which I'm going to land a major deal with. Okay, hang on. That's all I'm giving you right now, though.
Hey, wow, that's a pretty exciting riff.
Thank you.
I think I liked it better when Nirvana played it, though.
What are you talking about?
The riff you just did. That smells like Teen Spirit.
No, it's not. I mean, it's.
Oh, you made like one little change in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Ice Ice Baby within Queen. You know, the Queen was. Dung 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 dung, and Ice Ice Baby was dung 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 dung.
Oh, so that extra beat is what. So your thing is like.
Hey. I can't help it if Nirvana didn't think of going to that killer chord that I came up with.
So because yours goes dun 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 dun, like there's like a little,
like it should have gone.
Like it. Oh, so you're improving on Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Well, you know, I can't help it if they wouldn't step up to the table and deliver.
What yeah, I guess. Yeah,
they let their audience down.
How'd they let their audience down?
They didn't come up with the chord sequences that everybody wanted, that everybody was clamoring for.
Yeah, but I guess you're doing that in the back room of that radio hut you're working at.
Hey, I'm planning my breakout.
And I also don't want to besmirch people who work retail, which I think is fantastic. But you're such a shameful. I guess shameless and shameful. You're both at the same time, braggart and egotist, that you kind of need to be just kind of kept in check a little bit.
Hey, I got a right to brag, and here's why, okay?
Why?
Not only am I doing the behind-the-scenes producer songwriting stuff, I'm inventing a bunch of stuff.
Inventing what?
Yep.
Different, like.
I'm an inventor. I'm gonna go down as the Thomas Edison of this century.
Really?
Yeah, I'm working on this new computer program.
Uh huh.
It allows you to download and print out CDs. The CD actually comes through your printer.
Wait a minute. The artwork comes through your printer?
No, the actual disc comes through your printer.
The physical disc.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't have all the particulars worked out yet, but
yeah.
you can say you heard it here first. I'm also working on a similar thing for T-shirts, where you'll be able to print a T-shirt out on your printer.
And physically, a T-shirt will come out of your printer.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, is that with you having loaded, like, a T-shirt in?
Oh, no, no.
So, wait, let me get this straight. I will have no T-shirt
right.
at home.
Yes.
I will log on. I guess I'm ordering one of these shirts.
Yeah, we have a website, and you'll be able to pick what you want on it, all kinds of things.
And then I hit order.
Right.
And then what am I hitting, print?
Well, you got to put your credit card info in there first, jerk.
Oh, that's nice.
You trying to get a free T-shirt from me already?
No, I'm not trying to get a free T-shirt from you. I'm trying to just get the rules to this insane thing you're telling me. So I give you my credit card number.
Yeah.
Then I hit order.
Give me a real credit card number. Don't screw me, all right? Like, I know you would.
You're so sad. So I hit print, and
right.
then out of my printer comes a T-shirt.
Exactly.
How is that physically possible?
We're working on it, okay?
How far away are you from having this?
We're getting there.
Do you have a target in sight in terms of a date?
Well, like a date, like a date that we'll have it for.
For the date that you'll actually have this thing up and running.
It'll be soon. It'll be soon. I think I see it coming by summer.
By next summer.
Yeah, I'm hoping to actually sell the idea to Radio Hut.
The idea of this T-shirt.
Yeah.
Printer.
Oh, everything. You can. God, you could download anything. Furniture.
What are you talking about?
It's coming. It's coming. I mean.
You can download furniture.
Yeah.
So out of my normal size printer, a couch is going to come out of it.
We're working on it. Don't you sweat it, okay? We're going to take care. Hey, speaking of.
This would be the most revolutionary invention ever.
It's coming, you know, and I'm the guy behind it.
So you're going from.
It's going to be a Pot 80 product.
What's Pot 80 again?
Pride of the 80s.
Oh, that's right. That's the
our
radio,
in-house line here at Radio Hut.
Yeah, that's the Radio Hut line of merchandise. Boy, that Radio Hut way of thinking is really consistent.
What do you know about Radio Hut?
I've had bad experiences with people working there, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Not at our store, not at Newbridge.
Well, yeah, that was exactly the store, I think. Are you is that in the Commons?
Yes.
Yeah. The Newbridge Commons, yeah, that's the one.
You've been here.
I was there a long time ago, but I had a run-in with a guy on the telephone, yeah.
Which guy, Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff.
My boss?
Jeff Cooper.
Oh, he's great.
I'm sure you'd hit it off with him.
He hired me.
I'm sure he did, and I'm sure the two of you are just like, that's just like bread and butter, the two of you fitting together.
Hey, speaking of the Pot 80 line?
Yeah.
Can I interest you in a little Pot 80 Porta TV 2?
A Porta TV 2?
Yeah.
What is a Porta TV 2?
It's a portable TV.
A portable TV. What is how big of a screen?
Well, you know, it's much smaller than the Porta TV 1.
Uh-huh. And how smaller is that?
Well, this thing only weighs 17 pounds.
17 pounds. Yeah. That's not that light for a portable anything.
Oh, it's great, though. It runs on 37 quad Ds.
What is a 37 quad D?
It's not what is, what are.
Oh, sorry. What are 37 quad Ds?
It runs on 37 quadruple D batteries.
A quadruple D battery?
Yeah.
What is a quadruple D battery?
We know those D-size batteries.
Sure. Imagine the big ones.
Imagine those four times bigger.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Well, it runs on 37 of those.
That alone must weigh 17 pounds, including the batteries?
Yeah, the screen is 15 inches.
So basically, you're just selling a TV that runs on batteries.
No, it fits on your wrist.
A 15-inch screen and 37 of these quadruple D batteries.
Yeah.
And it fits on your wrist. How is that possible?
Oh, it does. Hey, we're also trying to push this Cavern Sound 2002 line.
What is Cavern Sound?
Oh, they're these huge speakers. They barely fit in your living room. They make everything sound like you're in a cave.
And that's good?
Oh, my God, yeah. I watched Clan of the Cave Bear the other night over at Jeff's place.
Yeah?
It's incredibly cool.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I thought Daryl Hannah was going to come and bite me on the ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that is horrifying for, like, five reasons.
Hey, Guy.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you about the best thing I'm doing.
What's that?
I'm about halfway done writing a book.
Uh-huh.
It's called How to Make It. It's actually a guide to making it in the music business.
Yeah.
Called How to Make It in the Music Business by someone who already has.
And who are you writing that for? Like, are you're
people that dare to dream.
No, I mean, who is the person who made it in the music biz that you're writing it, I guess, with is the question I wanted to ask. Who are you writing that with?
I'm writing it.
Based on what experience?
I was in a band on a major label.
For like 40 minutes, right?
That's longer than most schlubs.
Yeah, I wouldn't qualify that as, you haven't already made it.
Well, most losers don't get past their first demo. I actually got signed, pal.
Yeah, you did, and then you flopped.
Did you get signed?
I wasn't trying to get signed.
Yeah, I didn't think you did.
Well, I wasn't trying. I didn't get signed. Yeah, you're right. You got one up on me. Hey, you know what? Did I get dropped? No.
Hey, I'm just telling you that I got a leg up on everybody out there.
Yeah,
I bet none of your listeners got signed.
None
of your listeners got to play all those cool shows, get Pringle tins, get all the Heineken they wanted for a month.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure they haven't had a chance to play on the, what do you call that? The corporate horror brigade?
What would you
call that?
We call it the festival circuit. It's what every band aspires to.
I don't think every band aspires to the festival circuit where they can get sponsored by, Pillsbury or something, you know, like that.
You're so jealous. I feel so sad for you.
Hey, well, you know, it's good. I think we both have the same feeling for each other.
Oh.
Because you're a fake mogul now, running the scenes from this radio hut.
I'm not here for long.
You and Scooter UK.
It's not going to be long before I got a penthouse.
Yeah, until you've got a penthouse. You probably couldn't even afford the magazine penthouse.
You know what?
What?
For starters, I've got a subscription to Penthouse. Secondly.
Whoa.
When I'm in my penthouse.
You're right. Let me take that. Let me apologize. How'd you get that subscription? Who do you know?
My mom got it for me.
Wow, that's a really healthy relationship you and your mother have then.
Hey, see her. You see 8 Mile?
No, not yet.
Almost as hot as his mom in that.
Ew.
What?
That's so disgusting.
You don't know.
I do know.
See, you're a judge.
I'm a judge, yeah.
So many of you guys out there, DJs, you're judges, you know?
And what are you? Let me guess. You're the one who's out there doing it.
That's right. That's right. You're just on the sidelines. I'm at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, you're out there, dude. You're taking all the chances.
That's right, I am. And succeeding.
And succeeding, yep. Yeah. Now, guys, like, you cry every time. You brag and brag and brag, and then the second things go wrong, you cry.
I didn't cry
and
at all.
You blame everybody else.
I succeeded in a way you never will ever. And
whose fault? Yeah, it's Rupert's fault. It's RCA's fault. It's MTV's fault.
Hey, it's partially your fault.
It's the other guys in Mother 13's fault. It's
partially
everyone's
your
fault,
pal.
How's it my fault?
I remember that day. That day that we talked.
Yeah.
You screwed my head up, man.
And I guess I took your eyes off the prize, huh?
For a minute, but it got in there. And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you.
How are you going to show me?
I'm going to show you. You wait till this invention happens.
Yeah? Oh, which one? The one that can, I can download furniture from the internet?
That's right.
Yeah, so.
Or a tank.
A tank. Oh, you are such a sad.
You're going down.
I'm going down what? You're going to download a tank?
And you know what?
Yeah, what?
I would come over there right now and kick your ass.
Yeah?
But some kid just threw up a pretzel on the battery rack out front, so I gotta split. Okay?
Yeah, hey, good luck there at Radio Hut, my friend. Hey, why don't you download yourself over to the studio right now so I can punch you in the face?
Why don't you download my crotch?
Download your crotch?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm going to pass on that download.
You know what?
What?
I might just pass on letting you live.
Oh, you're good. Thank you.
You're on the list.
I'm on the list what? You're going to let me live?
No, I'm not. You're on the two murder list.
Oh, I'm on the two murder list.
Yeah.
And let me guess. You're what? You're my murderer?
You know who you edged in front of?
Who?
Bin Laden.
So I'm in. Oh, well, fantastic. I'm in front of Bin Laden now on your list.
Yeah.
Oh,
good luck.
Well, right back at you, clown.
Sweet dreams, okay?
Okay, flop. And he's gone. Great, Corey from Mother 13 checking in.
complete deluded moron who was somehow convincing himself that his terrible band is going to actually, I guess he thinks he's actually going to be like a, he's not sure if he's going to be a rock impresario or an inventor. Well, yeah, maybe you want to pick one or the other before you're half Puff Daddy, half Thomas Edison. Yeah, you might want to focus on just one. Hey, this is WFMU. My name's Tom Sharpling. We're here till 11. It is Open Phone Tuesday tonight, 201-200-9368. FMU, you're on the air.
Tom.
Yeah, who's this?
Gord.
How you doing, Gord?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not too much. We're ready to launch.
Is tonight the night?
It's T-minus a couple of minutes. Like, let's do it right now.
So what do I click on? Can I click on refresh?
Let me just, here, okay, Tom, take the digital scissors in your hand.
Yes, I have
okay.
The digital scissors.
And snip.
There it is!
And there it is.
The Friends of Tom website.
Yes.
www.friendsoftom.com is officially up now.
Yep.
Yay! Thank you so much, Gord, and thank you so much, Chris.
Chris should be calling any moment, I would imagine.
You have launched the website. Oh, it looks so good. What's your favorite part of the website?
My favorite part?
Yeah.
I think it's the poll.
Really?
Yeah.
And I just voted on the poll.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The poll is, who is your least favorite caller on the show?
Yeah.
Who did you vote for?
Well, I wanted to do a write-in vote for that that crazy crank call that you just got a little while ago there.
Oh, yeah, for the guy from Mother 13?
No, that other clown that was like, you are the chosen one.
Yeah, he was a strong second for worst caller ever.
I can't say. There are so few votes up there right now.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's going to know who voted for what. If you ask me and you ask Chris, then, you know, it's all going to be... exposed.
FMU, but you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Chris here.
Hey, Chris.
How's it going?
Can you hear Gord?
Hey.
Can I hear him?
Yeah.
Hey,
how's it going, man?
What's the haps, buddy?
I can hear everybody fine.
You guys did it!
We did. All
right.
Thank you so much. You guys, Chris and Gord, designed this fantastic website, which has a rogues gallery. It has... Oh, it has all kinds of stuff. Look at the Rogues Gallery, how fancy the color designs are on the site. Wow, look at this.
Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't covered everybody that's called the show, so, you know, all those fots out there can email us and...
And what?
Hello? Sorry.
Hello.
Cordless
that's all right.
Phone.
Yeah, getting a little... you guys are cutting in and out here.
Oh, it's a cordless phone.
It's a cordless phone, and for a second there, it was a cordless phone.
Yeah.
Right? Get it?
That's
get
right.
Get it? So the website is fantastic. Everybody should go to friendsoftom.com.
Yep.
Friendsoftom.com. We have a poll up on the site right now.
Yeah, we got audio clips of some of the many fantastic musical guests that have been on the show over the years.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you, I voted already, right,
mm-hmm.
on the poll, so now it just goes to the results.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're only allowed to vote once.
I love it. 15 people have voted so far.
Holy smokes.
It's on fire.
This thing is taking off like wild.
With Philly Boy Roy in the lead.
Oh.
With Captain Jack coming in tied with Petey.
Uh-oh.
You can vote for who is your least favorite caller, Petey, Philly Boy Roy, Hot Rockin' Ronnie, or Captain Jack.
Captain Jack and Petey neck and neck, eh?
You like it?
Who would have thought?
Petey is now tied with Philly Boy Roy.
Uh-oh.
I love it.
I'm still refreshing.
Petey's now in the lead.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, now...
this thing is catching like crazy.
24 votes.
Oh, hey, Tom,
votes.
By the way, props to props across the pond
yeah.
to our pal Jason Slack there for reminding you to get in touch with Corey Harris. I don't know if he's up on the message board a few days back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You put me in touch with him. You reminded me.
Props.
I love it. All America and Canada together. 31 votes now on the thing.
Yeah.
And don't forget, folks, you can share the love at the FOT message board as well.
That's right. I have my own message board now.
That's right, Tommy.
We don't have to do anything on the there's already posts on the message board. Hey, let's see. FOT sound off. All friends of Tom sound off here. Is that one of you guys?
No, it's Conspirator. I recognize him from the WFMU.org message board.
Snubbed West Coast. What's the deal, Tom? Can I be a friend of Tom or what? Yes, you can all be friends of Tom.
Yeah, speaking of which, the form to join the FOT is right there on the site. So all you need to do is fill that form out.
Oh, my God, what a great website.
Tom will get your message and reply to you, and you'll get your FOT card in the mail shortly thereafter.
That's right. I'm actually choked up looking at this website right now.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
You know how many lonely nights you've kept me going through?
How many lonely nights?
Too many.
Oh, well, thank you. You're the best. You, Chris.
They all end here, though.
You mean the lonely nights end?
That's right. Because 11 begins now.
I think Paul McCartney said it best when he said, "No more lonely nights, never be another."
No way.
That's right. Now, Tom, I do have to break just a small bit of bad news to you.
What's that?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do any more work on the site.
What's that?
Well, it's that Joe Gare guy. He keeps flooding my inbox with email. I had to put him on the block senders list, and somehow he got my phone number.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're not serious.
He won't let up.
Oh, the guy who, he's a pain. He runs the fan club, Joey G. You can go check out Joey G. He has his own little thing, checking it out with Joey G at friendsoftom.com. It's official. It's up. Friendsoftom.com. Oh, we've hit like a lull. The voting has stalled at 35, with Captain Jack in the lead, though. Not surprising.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, have you ever seen any Arbitron information on how many people would be listening to your show at any given time? Or do you have any stats on that?
We don't participate in Arbitron.
Yeah,
actually,
well,
but,
rating system.
I think there's like 80,000 people listening? No, I made that number up. I honestly don't have any idea how many. There's only one way to find out.
You got some... How's that?
Call up and say you're listening.
You should do that some night.
201-200-9368.
I love it! I love it!
All right, there's more to come.
I have to say right now, there is such a... There are the Friends of Tom, which is the fan club of the program, where you get a membership card sent to you in the mail, and it's completely real, right? Yeah. Right, guys? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
You have your membership card?
Absolutely bona fide.
Yes.
It's completely real, and so you're a Friends of Tom. Yes, but you know what now? You guys... There has to be a higher ranking within the organization. What would that ranking be? You guys are like superheroes.
Like the vice chancellors of the exchequer or something like that?
You're the vice chancellors of the Friends of... How's that sound? VCOT. The vice chancellors of Tom.
Double trouble?
The VCOTs. Right. You're the VCOTs right now. VCOT right. Gord and VCOT Chris.
Okay.
And we'll be watching all you kids on that message board for dirty words, so.
That's right.
Thank you.
Just be careful.
But, guys, I have to tell you in all seriousness, you did an unbelievably great job on this website. I'm so proud of it.
Well,
and,
no problem. It was a blast.
I appreciate you guys putting in all the hard work, because you really did. You put in a lot of hard work. It's a great website. And,
it was a true joint effort, and I'd like to say thank you, Gord.
I'd like to say thank you, Chris.
Nice going, man.
And I'd also say look for coming up in the new year a compilation of draft nasty emails between the two of us never send.
All right.
You mean for the website?
Yeah.
Emails that you were sending back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that actually didn't make it to press.
Let's do it. I think, do you guys want a little corner on the website?
Yeah. How about
Canadians Corner?
Could sure. do.
If you want to do it, just do a little Canadians Corner on the site.
Well, there are some fantastic links there, which we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, let's go to the link page.
Some of the more excellent best show periphery.
Yes.
Including that bizarre Canadian knockoff.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Of the program.
If you look, if you go to the link section of friendsoftom.com, and also you can call up and tell us about what you think of the website here. 201-200-9368. Yes, you can go to the most humor, the links for the most humorous program on CFMU.
Yeah, hosted by Lorne McInerney.
Which is like a Canadian equivalent?
He's like the Canadian you.
Wow.
He copies all your really shtick and everything.
The Canadian, that is terrifying. And there's also the by now famous Enemies of Tom page.
Yeah.
How did that get in there? I don't know.
I figured it's part. It's an ugly part of history that you cannot turn your back on history.
It's equal time.
Thank you.
You're like the Alan Dershowitz of radio.
Yes. Look at the views on the message board. 20 people reading
Holy
the things.
Smokes.
Let's check the thing on the poll here. On the thing, how many people we got have voted now? 42 people. Oh, my God. You guys have gone above and beyond the call. Gordon and Chris are, you are the VCOTs of the site.
All right.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys so much. And if there's anything you want, you know, that you can just let me know, and I've got your back.
All right. Just
keep that Joey G at bay.
I will.
That's now, my solemn request.
We will calm him down. I will tell he's the...
He's so obsessed with your shopping habits.
I know, it's creepy.
Like every 20 minutes there's a message. Sharpling, he was shopping. It's him at the food store.
It's creepy. It is creepy. I like that impression.
And then there's always a request after that. Like, do you know? Oh, call me. Tell me. You know, he doesn't know.
I'm putting Joey G on notice right now, buddy.
You're on
probation.
If
you don't calm down, your phone number's going.
Your phone number's going to go as
dead.
Hello?
Sorry, cordless phone.
Your phone number will go as dead as Gord's just did.
His phone number is going to go up on the site, and people will be able to phone him and harass him.
Yes.
So, all right. Can I,
Joey G, you're on notice.
Can I make a musical request, and then...
What's that?
It's anything off the Bo Diddley chess box.
Yeah.
Preferably, what's that song where there's all the mama jokes there, Gord?
Oh,
there's
a couple of them.
Bouncy little number.
Yeah.
It's called My Phone Keeps Cutting Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I also have one small musical request as well.
What's that?
While we're on the subject.
Sure.
It's something in a New Jersey vein.
Uh-huh.
A little song that's been going through my head pretty often lately, and that's Sugar Cube by the Yola Tangos.
We will hear that tonight also.
All right.
Excellent.
You guys. And now can I do regular updates here of the...
absolutely.
Yeah, it's on.
And should I do a news page? Should there be a news page?
Yeah, you're already hooked up to post news items via your own private interface.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Holy moly, how do
yeah,
I do
I'll,
that?
I'll send you the details.
Oh, thank you. For me to just plug them right in.
Yeah.
Well, you're Tom.
It. I'm Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you should at least get that, those kinds of features. Yeah.
I love it. Well, guys, you will get your request on, and I'm going to, there'll be a little news page, and it's going to be friendsoftom.com is the place to go. Friendsoftom.com.
Bring it.
It's the official website for this program, so bring it to friendsoftom.com.
All right.
And you, on your way out, you'll notice that there's quite a few easy links to find FMU and the donation pages, so never forget.
Exactly. Never forget.
Yeah.
Well, Chris and Gord, I salute you both for your kindness and your generosity.
No problem.
And you're humanity.
Right back at you.
You are most welcome.
Well, thank you so much, guys. And you guys, you're the VCOTs now. Anytime you want to
call rank,
you get right through. Right through.
Excellent. Sweet.
You hear that, Matt? Right through. Right through. They can even say, I have nothing to talk about tonight. I don't care. They still get through. Let me ask you guys a quick question, then I'll let you escape to your beautiful Canadian evening.
Shoot.
What's your opinion of this whole John Conte debacle?
Don't know much about it, actually.
The guy running for the guy who's going to try to set the world record?
Yeah, actually, I have to confess, I know the name, and I know there's some ballyhoo around, but I'm actually not tuned in.
I think I got to go with Officer Tom and say that by any means necessary, he better go for it.
Okay.
He better attempt to break that record and do what he set out to do.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, if you can't hold to all your, you know, to all those other sort of puritanical pledges that he made of, you know, quitting greasy food or,
yeah,
you know, Dilaudid or whatever it is that he's so enthused with. I mean, he still play the piano.
I love it.
You know?
I know. Just show up and play.
Yeah. Conte, bring it.
Bring it? Or
the VCOT commands you, John Conte, to bring it.
You know what I love is now it already says on the message board, the first negative post is on the forum. It says, play some blanking music. It says,
yes, Bo Diddley.
It says, quit wasting airtime with you BS. I guess he meant your BS, and play some music. This is hardly the best show on WFMU.
Hey, these are friends of Tom, and the VCOT salutes that gentleman, too.
Okay.
Equal time.
That's right.
It's a down and dirty hour.
Great. Well, thank you. So you know what I'm going to do right now? We'll get to the record. We'll get to the Bo Diddley later in the show. But
sure.
Right now, Gord's request for Sugar Cube. You're going to hear it right now on WFMU. Why don't you announce the record, Gord?
All right. With and this, again, pulling rank, with special dedication to my good friend B up there further up north, Sugar Cube by Yola Tango.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hey, everybody. We are at the two-thirds mark. 66% of the program is in the can. 33% to go. Tom Sharpling here, the best show in WFMU, taking you through to 11 p.m. (201) 200-9368 is the number. Hold on just one second, everybody. Just want to type one thing. Here. Ding dong. Hey, we just heard from Mr. Bo Diddley going out to my good friend up in Canada, Chris. We heard Diddy Wah Diddy. And before that, we heard I don't remember what we heard before that. Something else. From Bo Diddley. Before Bo Diddley, we heard the Soft Boys recorded live on WFMU on Brian Turner's show on October 25th of this year. We heard the man with the light bulb head. And before that, the fantastic local band. Local? What? They're not local. Not unless Chicago is local. That's right. Get your head in the game, Tommy. The Whiteouts. Synapse Snap, the name of that track, from a self-released EP. If you go to then the word whiteouts at yahoo.com, you can get more information on that. So it's the word whiteouts with three W's in front of it. And Yola Tango starting us off from I Can Hear the Heart Beating as one. Sugar Cube going out to Gord, my friend Gord up in Canada. And they are responsible for the Friends of Tom website, www.friendsoftom.com. It's really unbelievably awesome. Check it out right now. We've got a message board. There's all kinds of fun stuff up here. Holy moly. Friendsoftom.com. Go there now. Vote in the poll. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
It's Officer Tom.
How are you, Officer Tom?
I'm very well, and you sound very well also.
What's that?
You sound great. You're so happy over the website.
It's here, finally.
I wish that I was home and not on patrol tonight so that I could be checking it out right now.
Well, when you get home.
When I get off patrol tonight, I'm going to go home and sign on and check it out. And I'm going to post my vote for my least favorite caller.
Okay, please do.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it, too.
So, next week.
Next week.
Is there any chance we can look forward to you being in the studio?
I think that I made all the arrangements, and I will be there to do Officer Tom at the movies.
Oh, it's going to be great. I love it.
It is. I went out and mingled with the citizens at an actual movie, and it's going to be great.
Which you will review next week.
Well, I think we could let our listeners know.
I say we give them nothing. We let
nothing?
Them tune in next week. Right?
Okay.
Next
on the
week.
Edge of their seat.
Exactly. If you want to hear Officer Tom review a movie, more than one movie even, next week is the week.
You know, when I was listening and heard that the website was up and running, I went out and I had to celebrate.
So what did you do?
I went out and got a McFlurry.
You did?
Yes, I did.
So are you eating a McFlurry right now?
No, I ate it already.
How was it?
I got a McFlurry with the M&Ms.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
But that's,
you know,
that's the exception for you. You don't
it
eat
It is
garbage
the exception.
Like that.
That's why it was a celebration.
Exactly. It's not just like you're the guy who loads up on these McFlurries like three a day.
No.
You're not pulling three a days over at the McDonald's.
Definitely not.
Like some of your... like some of your brethren.
Some of my brethren will beat McDonald's to death with a stick if they get the opportunity.
Yes, they will. Now, I have something shocking.
Go ahead.
To ask you about next week when you're in the studio.
Yes.
I will not reveal what it is now, though. But next week will be a hard-hitting segment with Officer Tom in the studio.
Wow.
I will pull no punches.
Really?
Well, I might pull a few. But...
We're going to go head-to-head?
Well, no. We won't go head-to-head, but it will be it'll be an exciting installment.
Every show that you do is an exciting installment, Tom.
Oh, well, that's so nice of you. Every call you make is an exciting call.
I appreciate that also. I have to give props to Gord and Chris. I want to call in sick and go home right now.
Blue flu. You feel a little bit of the blue flu coming on?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go to somebody's house and kick their front door in and tell them I want to check out their computer for a
minute. You should go and you say, hey, you have a DSL?
Exactly.
And then they'll say, like, yeah, why? Get on the floor.
Exactly.
There's someone in your house.
I'll be typing with one hand and holding my firearm with the other at their head.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yes.
I can either confirm or deny, either way.
I love it. It's like you're on trial.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to just say that, you know, Philly Boy Roy, his days are numbered.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to get him.
He's on my list.
You're coming after him. You hear that, Philly Boy Roy? Officer Tom has got you in his crosshairs.
You know, you have the Friends of Tom website, and then, of course, we're going to have to establish a link for the enemies of the show.
Oh, well, there is.
Okay. That's,
we got
that's
the link. We got that taken care of.
Okay, because you know that you keep your friends close.
But your enemies closer. Oh, I know
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
That's how it is.
When I come next week, I'm going to bring my industrial-sized wood chipper, and if any of them show up, we'll throw them out the second-floor window right into it. Exactly. Exactly.
That's all it takes.
There'll be little pieces of Philly Boy Roy splattered across Montgomery Street.
I love it.
Exactly. It'll be a hard-hitting show.
And you'll back it up, too.
I don't play games.
This is not the time for games.
No. And I would like to aspire to be on your royal court or ascertain a title.
The Vicots.
Yes.
Which is the highest ranking now.
No, I'll settle for, you know, head security guy or something like that.
Okay, well, we'll give you a special title next week. Okay?
Okay.
Well,
thanks
for next week. We will see you up here, buddy.
All right, Tom.
Okay, you take
congratulations
care.
Congratulations on the website.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, you have a good night. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. 201-200-9368. 201-200-WFMU is the number. And just remember, you can get a hold of me at thomas@wfmu.org. Oh, it's magic. We're all having a good time here. Because friendsoftom.com is open for business. That's where you go when you want to hang out with the cool people. FMU, you're on the air.
What's up, dude?
Not a whole lot. Who's this?
It's Kevin.
Kevin. Oh, Kevin. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to apologize about a couple of weeks ago.
Now, you're the guy who, again, is friends with,
I'm friends with Dan. I'm old friends with Dan.
You were friends with. You were friends with my younger brother.
Yeah, and you too, dude.
Yeah, well, you were kind of his friend and whatever. Hey, what can I do for you, buddy?
I just want to apologize about the bad position I put you in a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, when you were basically trying to get me to put you up.
Right, for just a few days. I was in a bad place. I made some bad decisions.
I would agree with that.
I asked you some impulse questions. Sorry about that.
A little pushy with some of the questions, I gotta say. You kind of put me on the spot.
Look, dude, I'm sorry. It's casual.
Is it casual?
I think so. You'd know better than anybody. You're the one that used to say it all the time.
Oh, well, when I was 18?
Yeah, man, it was just like yesterday.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, I went to the website.
Uh-huh.
Looks great.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Looks really good.
Thank you.
I'd like for you to maybe get me in touch with your web designer guys. I got some ideas for your website. We're going to get some dancing babies up there.
Yeah, I don't think we can get some dancing.
Maybe hamster dance? We could get the hamsters dancing on your website or something.
I'm gonna take a pass on that.
Just put me in touch with those dudes. We'll get something. We'll get something like, real flashy and cool up there.
Now, Kevin, thanks anyway. I appreciate that you were trying to get involved. Actually, I don't appreciate it.
Come on now.
You just have a knack for kind of forcing your way in there, don't you? Kind of. Just kind of making yourself a presence where maybe you're not being invited.
I can't confirm or deny that. I don't know, you know. I guess, man, if you say so. I mean, you don't want me to call up anymore?
You can call when, you know, actually, you know what? I wish you would keep it in check a little bit.
Just
keep it in check.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a show for you to check in every week.
Hmm. All right, man, I'll just, I don't know, you know, I don't know.
I mean, you have to understand what I'm saying a little bit, right?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, we used to be so close, you know. I don't know what...
Were we that close?
I don't really know what your problem is.
I don't know if we were that close. I'm sorry.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I think that...
I mean, you were friends
I think I'm close enough with you where you could comply with my suggestions about your website.
I could comply with them. Not even just listen to them. I actually have to comply.
I think they're great suggestions. Dancing baby? Hamster dance?
No, those are terrible suggestions.
What do you mean?
They've been... I mean, isn't like the hamster dance, that's like so off the radar because it's been done years ago.
That stuff is still funny to me.
Yeah, I it's not surprising.
How about something on your website, like when you click on the website,
yeah,
it says real loud out of your computer speakers, I'm looking at porn right now. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that also.
I'm high at work right now. That's even funnier, dude.
I'm high at work right now. That coming out of the speakers. Yeah, I'm going to, again, thanks, but no thanks. I appreciate you working hard on coming up with, trying to come up with...
You don't like that stuff.
No, I don't.
All right, well.
Yeah, you know...
Shot down again.
Yes. Shot down again. I don't know what else to tell you, buddy. I mean, this is not a democracy here. I appreciate the ideas to a degree, but you know.
Look, if I come up with anything else, I'll call you back. I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thanks for letting me, you know.
Hey, did my brother ever get in touch with you?
No, he hadn't.
I gave him, you know. Okay, I
mean. Put a word in.
Okay, yes, I will put a word
in. Put a word in.
I'll put a word in.
What's his number again?
Oh, well, I gave him yours.
I think just give me his phone number. I got pen and paper right here.
I really can't do that.
Why?
He's not big on getting his number, you know, kind of handed out.
Okay.
Over the radio.
I'll get it from you later. Just email it to me. It's casual.
Jesus.
Hello?
What?
I said hello.
Hello, yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, Kevin. Hey, thanks for calling, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Please. No problem.
Bye now.
You take care. God. That guy drives me up the wall. Let's check the email. We got some people writing in here. Sean writing in from London saying, Tom, stop already. Stop what? You think it's going to be stop being a jerk? No. What is it? Stop. You are too entertaining. It is 1:30 here in London, and I guess he wrote this a while ago. And I need to get to bed. Please be less interesting. Then I can slope off to sleep. You know what? I can't do it. I can't be less interesting. It's not possible. I can't do it. Sorry, buddy. Do-do-do-do-do. Let's check another email here. We got all these people signing up for the Friends of Tom. We got Annie checking in saying Philly Boy Roy is her favorite. We got somebody writing in saying I was responsible for an unexplained simile. I said earlier in the show that this show was like cake.
I kind of left this guy hanging because the comparison went unexplained. Nat thought for a minute I was going to loop around because I said this show's like cake, and I never got back to the to explaining why it's like cake. He's mad that he thought I was going to do like a roundabout thing and come back to it. But he doesn't realize I am doing the roundabout thing, working my way back to it now. I went really roundabout. This show is like cake because it's creamy and tasty, and you can buy it at a bakery. Wait, no, that's actually cake. Okay. Yeah, that didn't hold up. This show is like cake because... This show is like cake because you're stupid, Nat. Oh, no, I'm not saying you're stupid. That's just the shock jock coming through. Doc Shock is my new name. Doc Shock's in the house. If you want to get shocked by the shock jock... I'm like Eminem. I have Slim Shady is my, Slim Shady is my name, and Doc Shock is my new Slim Shady kind of alter ego. Doc Shock. And he likes to...
Shock me! Put on your black
leather. Yeah! Doc Shock in the house. 201-200-9368. Call up, stupid. Because you know what? I was busy doing it with your mother. The shock jock in the house. Yeah. 201-200-9368. Thomas at WFMU.org. www.friendsofthom.com. Or we can do tonight's hot topic.
Shock me.
Oh, who wants to get shocked by the shock jock? Yeah, come on. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, who's this?
How you doing? It's Stinky from Bloomfield.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Great. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
I just want to know, what was the final stipulation that you had with Pretty Boy Roy?
With Philly Boy Roy?
Yes.
What do you mean, the final bet?
Yeah, the final bet you had against, like, New England and the Giants.
I think it was Philly and the Giants.
Yes.
I think it had to do with that he has to,
Eat in a New Jersey, like, eatery?
Something like that, yeah. And then if the, have the, how many games have the Eagles lost this year?
It's not as many as the Giants have.
Okay.
I'm not sure on, like, the final score, but I was just wondering. Like I said, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, you know what?
I love the show.
I appreciate that. I hate you, though. You know what? Hate you.
That's
the shock jock talking. The shock jock. I shocked you. You have to admit, I shocked you a little bit.
Dude, I am flabbergasted.
You were shocked. Say, I got shocked by the shock, by Doc Shock.
I got shocked by Doc Shock.
That's my new on-air handle, Doc Shock.
Your persona, so to speak.
My new persona. It's no longer cuddly, lovable Tom. It's Doc Shock, who will say anything to shock you.
I am totally shocked.
Thank you.
Tom, take care. God bless.
Good riddance. Shocked ya. Don't you love how we don't have Shock Me on CD? We'll take care of that next week when Doc Shock is in the house. A true shock jock would do something that I should do right now. Prank phone call people. That's why I'm going to prank phone call. I'm going to prank phone call an FMU DJ right now. Because I'm Doc Shock, baby. Shock me. Doc Shock in the his house. Gonna prank phone call an FMU DJ right now.
Doc Fan Club.
Yeah, hey, is Hova around?
Yeah, this is Hova.
Hey,
we're just having a little meeting of the Doc Shock Fan Club.
You know what?
What?
You're trying to upstage Doc Shock, aren't you?
Get off my phone!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Shock me. Doc Shock! Doc Shock, don't go out like that. Here we go. Doc Shock, don't go down like that. Doc Shock ain't going out like that. What are you laughing at out there?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I'm calling from the police department. your house is being broken into right now.
I can't hear you very well. Can you put it in mono?
Hey, you knew it was Doc Shock. You didn't get shocked.
Ow, I just got shocked.
What do you think of this whole Doc Shock thing, Hova?
You know, it's a little early to tell. It could be a good spot. It has promise. Maybe you should try out on some different DJs.
Who should we call? Whisper it.
Give I don't it. Think Belinda's listening.
What's her number?
Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
How about Terry T?
No. How about,
B-Lock.
Let's call B-Lock. Doc Shock is going to call B-Lock.
All right. Rock on, Doc Shock.
You know what?
What?
Greasy Kid Stuff sucks.
What?
Greasy Kid Stuff sucks.
Oh.
Because you just got shocked. Now get off Doc Shock's phone. He hung up on me first. Ugh. Doc Shock. Doc Shock. Calling a DJ, a WFMU DJ.
Seth.
Not home. Another blow to Doc Shock's pro shock stance. Got another DJ we can call here. Let's see. Doc Shock is about to strike. Okay. That DJ's not home either. You can't count Doc Shock out. I gotta shock one of these FMU DJs. Looking at the list. If there's an FMU DJ you want shocked, Tom@WFMU.org. Doc Shock's vaguely a running out of steam here as his show comes crashing down. Let's see. I should say 201-200-9368 is the number. My new persona, Doc Shock. I'm a shock jock now. I'm not a kind, lovable, fan-friendly Tom Sharpling anymore. I'm now the evil, rudderless. I'm completely rudderless now, Doc Shock. Completely rudderless. You can't put a rudder on this ship. Who should we call here? Here we go. Doc Shock. Gotta shock someone. Yeah, hi, I'm looking for Gaylord Fields. Gaylord Fields, I'm calling. You're on the air on WFMU. How's everything going?
All right.
This is a cop calling from Precinct 88.
Okay.
And we have a report on your indecent exposure case, which is upcoming, and we would like to arrest you tonight.
Excuse me? I don't believe this.
Is this Gaylord?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I just want to let you know you got shocked by Doc Shock on WFMU.
Oh,
suck it. Yeah. Doc Shock. Yeah. You got to love Doc Shock. We got to shock one more person. Otherwise, Doc Shock is not doing his job. No, that number. You gotta be home. Doc Shock can't shock you if you're not home.
Hello?
Hello, WFMU, you're on the air. Can I speak to Kelly, please?
Depends on who's calling.
My name's Gary. I'm calling from the New York City Police Department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
And I was wondering if you'd be interested in... You got shocked by Doc Shock!
Shock me!
Yeah! Oh, yeah! You can't mess with Doc Shock. Doc Shock is an out-of-control shock jock. Who else are we going to shock? It's like crack shocking these people. Tom Sharpling is no longer alive. He died. In his place, Doc Shock, WFMU's resident shock jock. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
It's Captain Jack.
What's up, buddy?
Hey,
Hey, man, I heard I won some kind of an award or something. Hey, please sit down. Please, it's getting a little embarrassing here.
You didn't win anything.
I heard I won some kind, or I'm in the running for some kind. Please, please, stop, please. I heard I'm in the running for some kind of an award.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Well, like what is the worst call-in, or what's the deal there?
We have a poll up on friendsoftom.com. I don't know. Do you have a computer?
No, I tell you, it's going to be a long time, man. I'm still working on getting a typewriter in here, but I haven't got that far yet. I'm not that technical.
The poll is, who is your least favorite call on the show? Who is your least favorite caller on the show? And the possible choices to vote for, Philly Boy Roy, Petey, Hot Rockin' Ronnie, or Captain Jack. And right now, we've got, how many votes do we have? 53 people have voted on this poll at friendsoftom.com. So if you want to vote on this, friendsoftom.com.
Well, am I in the lead, or where am I?
No, you're in second place.
Oh, man, somebody called me up and said I was in the lead, and I was like getting all excited about it.
You're behind Petey. I think we can do something about that. If the people listening just focus in on your voice, I'm sure we can launch you through the stratosphere on this on this chart.
Well, you know, this means a lot to me, Tommy, because I never won anything before, you know. And I'm just wondering, if I win, can I get like a case of Turkish taffy or something? Because you know how I love Turkish taffy.
Yeah, you can get a case of Turkish taffy.
You know, because this will mean a lot to me, man. I'll have some of my friends call in if I need to, but if we can perk it up a little bit, if I get worse, will the vote go up? Is it like Florida voting?
Trust me, you're doing just exactly what you need to do to win this.
I'm in the running, huh?
To win this race right now, you're doing perfectly. You are.
As we're talking, is my rating going up?
Let's see.
I mean, let me see if I can really bomb out bad tonight. And
you're doing great right now. You're doing great. You're doing exactly what has got you into second place. You're doing right now.
Hey, now I can hear you. I got a good phone.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Can I hear you?
Yeah.
Yes,
can you hear
I can.
Me? Okay,
yes.
Good. Now here's the deal, man. This means a lot to me. All right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what, you just got online tonight, huh?
Yep. We're online tonight.
Okay, I don't know what to say. I'm kind of flabbergasted at this point. If I can, if there's any chance that I can do anything to kind of put me over, if you know what I mean.
Just keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Well,
seriously.
I heard I was like in a tie with Petey at one point.
Yeah, people, just focus on this guy's voice.
Yeah. Well, we just got back from Nova Scotia.
Really?
Yeah, so I got a little cold. I just got into port, and the smelting were running like you wouldn't believe. The smelting were like leaping out of the sea.
Wow.
They were flying right onto the deck. And we got to a point where, you know, it was just like we were just hanging up nets, and the smelting were like flying into the net. And, I mean, the most incredible, right during a perfect storm. Or however you say that with the Bostoner thing there.
Oh, if you're not just cleaning up now on this poll, I don't know.
Okay,
it's
okay.
It's got to be some sense of injustice.
All right, let's go for a killing here. Hey, I heard Officer Tom called in.
Ugh.
And Officer Tom is, like, placing his vote a little bit later. And, you know, Officer Tom, he just wants to throw me in the brig, you know. And I
can't even take this anymore. Get off my phone. Jesus. Oh. Holy moly. Wow. Oh. Doc Shock doesn't want to shock people anymore. That's how depressing Captain Jack is. Oh, yuck. Can we shock anybody else? Anyone else to shock? You know what? Doc Shock is gone. I'm going back to the regular show. Oh my God, look at this. Captain Jack is now in the lead on the vote. With 64 votes, Captain Jack is running one vote ahead of Petey with 35. 5.9% of the voting. Just everybody, focus on that voice. Oh, holy moly. Make your head spin. But seriously, in all honesty, Doc Shock is gone. We'll just do good old-fashioned open phone calls, friendly stuff. You know, let's talk about what is your most embarrassing moment? What is the most embarrassing moment that happened to you in your life? You know, it doesn't have to be tragic. It could just be something teeny tiny little thing like you falling in front of a group of people, or you getting like a big stain on your shirt at an inopportune time. It could just be fun little things like that. It doesn't have to be big tragedy things. If I think about the embarrassing things that happened to me, let me think. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to me? Well, one time when I was in middle school, like seventh grade, people were, you know, kind of like planning a food fight. I remember, yeah, it was kind of like a food fight. Everybody was gonna have it was whispered all throughout the school. Food fight. Today there's gonna be a food fight in the cafeteria. Food fight in the cafeteria. Food fight in the cafeteria. And it was building, now that I think of it, like the word was building. The food fight's gonna happen. The food fight. Get ready for the food fight. Everybody, I was excited about the idea of a food fight, which would have just been the most spectacular thing. I mean, I've never been in a food fight. Could you imagine being in junior high and having your school erupt into a full-on food fight? Wouldn't that be just the greatest moment of your life? Well, I thought that. So I'm waiting for this food fight, the word food fight, food fight. And then it was supposed to be like noon, like when the clock hits noon on the nose, the food fight starts. And the word was just, it was like wildfire through the school. And the school knew about it now, that there was going to be a food fight. And like you heard like the vice principal say over the PA, if there's a food fight in the school, you know, like it was just like they didn't want to, I forget how they did it exactly. I think they were talking around the notion of a food fight while trying to let people who, they didn't want to endorse the food fight by, they didn't want anybody to say, hey, you put the idea of a food fight in our heads. We weren't going to have a food fight. It was you who started the notion of having a food fight. So I'm in the cafeteria. The principal's already made like little announcements. You know, just a little covert, read between the lines kind of things. Get ready, you know, no, there will be no, you know, I forget, they didn't, he talked around it, but then, it's 11:58 now. Eating lunch. Everybody's staring at the clock, wondering, is it going to happen? Is there actually going to be a food fight in the school? Is it going to erupt into like an Animal House style Donnybrook of just food flying everywhere, hitting everyone, walls and the ceiling and everything? 11:59, 1 minute from the food fight. It's going to happen. It seems like it. It's getting closer. Everybody's looking at each other, just knowing we're seconds away from this food fight starting. And then the clock hits noon. Everybody looks at each other. One apple goes in the air. One apple. And who do you think threw that apple? That's right, me. I was the only one. Everybody else chickened out at the same moment. It was like a collective cowardice overtook the student population. Everyone chickened out. One apple goes in the air. Thankfully, I did not, get suckered in. I did not get caught. That is the most embarrassing thing that happened to Tom. The phone number 201-200-9368, 201-200-WFMU. It is the time for you to call and tell me what's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you. And you can hide behind the anonymity of radio. You are safe in that your name will not be given out. You are protected here. So let's get your calls. 201-200-9368. Tell me the most embarrassing thing that happened to you. And it can be like a little tiny moment. It doesn't have to be anything huge. Everybody has these little moments. I promise you, Doc Shock is gone. He left. It's just sweet old Tom right now. Let's get your embarrassing moments here on the best show on WFMU. People are calling. Matt's screening them right now, so we'll have a couple of calls on the air in a couple seconds. Fantastic. 201-200-9368. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, could you turn your radio down, please?
Yeah, sure thing. Is that better?
Did you turn it down?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. So do you have an embarrassing story for us?
Oh, yeah, sure. So I'm a junior down at Rutgers University.
Yeah.
I'm in the dorms.
How long ago is this?
This is last year, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going back to my girlfriend's dorm room.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting her to be there. I walk inside.
Can I take a
guess? Pardon?
You walk inside, and in your girlfriend's dorm room?
Yeah.
Is,
and her friend is there having sex with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I just walk in expecting, my girl, and I get great big wang.
Yeah.
About a good, 11, 12 inches of wang.
Uh-huh. So then you look.
And then I'm just standing there.
You realize.
Staring
at it. It was your mother. You got shocked. It was your mother with the dude. Doc Shock is back. Ah! No, I'm not back. I promise. That was not right. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I've got a story. I guess it's somewhat embarrassing.
Great. Who's calling?
Oh, name's Ira.
Hey, Ira, how are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
Doing good.
Okay, I guess I'll tell the story.
Sure.
This is the first time I've ever spoken to one of the DJs on the air. Okay. I guess it was about 1979.
All right.
I'm leading a summer bicycle trip for American Youth Hostels, which at the time was based out of Lower Manhattan. And one of the other leaders, who has about 10 teenagers with her, I guess between 14 and 16, sitting around one of the dining tables in the hostel and having a monk's dinner. And I guess sleepaway camps do this every once in a while. You cannot speak at all during the meal, which is why it's called a monk's dinner.
Okay.
And you have to use utensils such as rolling pins, ladles to eat with, cannot use a fork and knife. You have to use hand signals to request food and ask for things. The first kid who talks has to clean the entire table and all the dishes.
Okay.
So I walked over
mm-hmm.
and started instigating the kids, and I said, gee, everybody is full of spaghetti sauce and full of spaghetti except your leader. She's immaculately clean. I think this is totally unfair. A food fight ensued. Mess everywhere.
Uh-huh.
The kids are kicked out of the hostel. Their passes revoked, which were like the equivalent of visas or passports to get into other hostels. They had no tents. Next day, they had no place to camp out.
Uh-huh.
And these are 10 teenagers. Some were in Martha's Vineyard, and all they have is bicycles and a sports sag wagon. So a couple of months later, a leaders' reunion, about 100 of us, Labor Day weekend at a sleepaway camp, and I'm sitting talking to some other leaders from that summer, and I had no idea that this other leader was scheming to get me back. She was in the kitchen cooking a gigantic pot of spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm sitting talking to the other leaders, the room goes hush silent. I have no idea what's going on. I hear footsteps behind me, and next thing I know, I'm bathed in spaghetti sauce from head to toe.
Nice.
So that was my little embarrassing moment.
Well, that's and was everybody laughing?
Oh, it was hysterical, and then everybody wondered, why did she do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was she a jilted lover? Did I do something wrong? So I immediately stood up on the table, gave a very quick impromptu speech on what happened. Everybody
uh-huh.
thought it was hysterical, and then I went and cleaned up.
So, well, that's a good story.
So, yeah, pretty much the extent of it.
Well, that's good. Well, thanks for calling, buddy.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You have a good night.
Good night.
Bye. 201-200-9368. 201-200-WFMU. We're looking for your most embarrassing story here on WFMU. The phone number 201-200-9368. The email address thomas@wfmu.org. The website friendsoftom.com. Open for business. We've got a message board. We've got the whole shebang here. It really is an unbelievably great website. I want to thank my guys, Gord and Chris, for coming up with it. They did an outstanding job. Unbelievable. They are the VCOTS now. I don't even remember. What does the VCOTS stand for? Again, Matt, do you remember?
No.
Vice Chancellor?
Something like that.
They're the VCOTS of the Friends of Tom. But let's get your call right now. There's only about 7 minutes left in the program. 201-200-9368. 201-200-WFMU. Oh, you're forcing me into it. He's calling me. No, I shan't. Do it. Do it, wimp. Who? What? Do it. You know what you want to do. I don't want to do nothing. I want to take calls with the nice people. No. Who is it? Who am I talking to right now? You know who it is. You wuss. It's Doc Shock. How dare you? What? How dare you? How dare you? Tell me what to do. Wait, who said that? You said it. I said it. What? Who? Doc Shock? Get out of here. Make another call. Harass another FMU DJ. I don't want to. But you need to. I can't help it. Help me. Making me make another call. Doc Shock.
Hello, you reached Belinda and Hovick.
Oh. Not home. Let's try another one. Doc Shock's back. It's like a disease. Help me. Nope. Not there. They know better. They're all running from Doc Shock. They can smell it in the air. Doc Shock is on the rampage. Another call.
Hello?
Hey, WFMU, you're on air. Who am I speaking to?
This is Brian Scalabrini.
Hey, how are you, buddy? I'm calling from the New York Police Department, the NYPD, and we have a report that you were caught exposing yourself in Central Park today. And we'd like you to come down for night court. Is that possible?
Sure. Sure thing, Tom.
Who? You mean Doc Shock? This is Doc Shock. You got shocked on WFMU, the Doc Shock Show. Yeah! Woo! Oh, yeah! Doc Shock, shock the B-lock. One more. Daddy's got time for one more. Oh, it's like crack. This is listener's choice now. Listener's choice. Email thomas@wfmu.org. Tell me which DJ Doc Shock's going to call. Which DJ do you want Doc Shock to call? Come on. Or you can call in with it right now. 201-200-9368. Doc Shock's got 2 minutes left for one call. Which FMU DJ do you want to get zapped by Doc Shock? Who do you want him to shock? Come on, give me some names. Here we go. You're not there. Hold on. We got some calls. The phones are going nuts. People want certain DJs shocked. What happened? Doc Shock's number one weapon taken away from him. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Maybe you should shock like Ken or someone.
It's too late. He's got kids. I shan't shock him.
Oh, he's got the shock radar. The shock.
Shockdar.
Shockdar.
Yeah,
shock
thanks, buddy. Prevent. Okay. All right. I think I know who we're shocking on this list. But let me just see who this guy is here. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, who's this?
That's Mike.
Hey, Mike, who do you want shocked?
You should definitely shock Andy Breckman.
You want us to shock him?
He's single now, right?
Let's shock him. All right, thanks.
Sounds a good plan to me.
All right, so long. Hey, buddy.
Yes.
You're a jerk.
Thank you.
You got totally shocked. I shocked you, and I shocked you again by hanging up on you. Doc Shock, that's a Doc Shock twofer. Bing, boom. Here's who we're shocking. Where are we here? I just saw. Here we go. This guy's getting shocked by Doc Shock. He's not home. We couldn't shock him. Beelzebub. I wanted to shock him. One more to get shocked. Who's the one to get shocked here? Ha ha. There we go. This clown is perfect.
please leave a message first.
Okay. Stork, not home. Hey, Bryce, when you're ready, buddy, you can come on in. Doc Shock will vacate the studio. I'm just going to put this call right on the air, buddy. FMU, you're on the air.
Yes, please call Todd Abramson and shock him.
Nice. That's who we're shocking. What do you think of this whole Doc Shock persona? You're scared of it, aren't you? That's right. Hey, WFMU, you're on the air. Can I speak to Todd, please?
Yes, you may.
Hey, Todd, I'm calling from the Hoboken Police Department. We've had a few reports of some indecent exposure, and we've figured out that it's you, and we'd like you to come down to night court, and we'd like to bring you in on charges.
I think you'll have to speak to my lawyer, Mr. Thomas Sharp.
You just got shocked! It's the Doc Shock Show on WFMU! You got shocked! You got shocked! Yeah! FMU East Orange! WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org! This has been the Doc Shock Show! Yeah! Stay tuned for Bryce!